And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Our friend Chris Plant hosts the midday show, mid-morning show, really, from 9 until 11, mid to late morning show.
We like to say 9 till rush.
That's right, every weekday. And he spent a number of years when he was a journalist at CNN. Now he's a talk show host embedded in Washington, D.C., so we always love his perspective and his opinion. Chris, good morning. Thanks for your time. Your thoughts on the state visit of the president and the first lady of France thus far?
It's like the courtship of Eddie's father, isn't it? I mean, it's people let me tell you about my best friend. It was something to see, honestly. You know, all of the prognostications ahead of time were that there was going to be great conflict and turmoil and tumult, and that the French Macron is going to come along and push Trump on the Iran deal, and he's going to push Trump on this and push Trump on that. They got along like they were like it was a buddy film. It was almost embarrassing the way they're getting along. President Trump knocking dandruff off of Macron's shoulder. It was an interesting moment in presidential history. But in the end, listen, Macron came in and he said, okay, we're going to pay our fair share to NATO, what we agreed to pay, 2% of our GDP. We haven't been paying it. You guys have been picking up the tab for us for the better part of a century now. But we're going to start paying our fair share. And now Macron is coming back and saying on the Iran deal, which is a big deal, and it came in to this meeting with Trump saying we want to do away with the Iran deal. And now Macron is saying, well, maybe we can go back and renegotiate a much better deal with Iran, because it is an awful, terrible deal for Western civilization and for us. And we gave them 100-some-odd billion yeah. dollars, you know, the number one state funders of terrorism around the world. We're their number one funder now, thanks to Obama. But I think that Trump comes away with plenty in hand to show for the trip. The media is, of course, mocking them for, and Trump in particular, for getting along so well.
Yeah, with Iran, even if Trump doesn't eliminate the deal, because really, logically, there's no reason to, because he already paid off Iran. That was a mistake, but it's done. Horse is out of the barn. At least if he gets some sort of cosmetic change to the deal, he wins.
Well, and it may not even be cosmetic. It may be that that the Europeans and we go back to Iran with a much more long term. You know, this whole 10-year thing, what is it, 7 years now?
Yeah.
Because the clock is ticking, right? And at the end of the rainbow, they get to build their arsenal of nuclear weapons, which may be under construction in North Korea even as we speak, which would cut down on their breakout time. In the meantime, they're working unencumbered on their ballistic missile program, because it wasn't part of the I call them bolt neck, the John Kerry, Barack Obama deal. They didn't even include the ballistic missiles in that deal. So they're proceeding apace with their ballistic missile development. Then, you know, they write on the nose cones, death to America, death to the great Satan, death to Israel, death to the Jews when they're testing their missiles. And, you know, it was just an awful, terrible deal that we're going to end up in the end. The big prize is they get an arsenal of nuclear weapons with functional ballistic missiles to put them on, and they can threaten and menace the world. These people are crazy. You know, they blow up Jewish community centers in Buenos Aires because they learned that there were Jews there. These are crazy, dangerous people. And with nuclear weapons, they're going to be much. I'm going off on a rant here, aren't I? And with nuclear weapons, they're going to be much more dangerous. But in any case, if the president does, if he moves the needle on that and changes the timeline, if he can make it a better deal for us and for civilized people everywhere, then it'll turn out to be a huge, huge win. Now, that you know, he doesn't walk away with that when Macron goes home. But the ball is rolling once again, like with North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being told that Trump is wrecking everything and Trump is dangerous. It always turns out that Trump comes away at least with some hope of changing things for the better, while the news media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, are dumping all over him for it.
If you want to hear, do you want to hear more rants like this? 9 to 11 every day, 9 to rush here on WLS. Chris, you bring up a good point. You know, we're talking about a guy that, you know, people don't get the way he works. They look at him, they think he's goofy, they think he's off-putting, but yet he's bringing these deals to the table. Yet today, all over the media, probably with the exception of Fox and probably with the exception of your show, people are going to be talking about Melania, Donald, standing next to each other, and the biggest story is going to be her brushing away his hand. That's what's going to be the newsmaker today. What's going on with Donald and Melania?
They're attacking her hat. They're attacking her clothing. Listen.
You can't attack that. That outfit was on point.
Yeah, she was, you know, look, she's the most beautiful first lady we've ever had. And, you know, I don't, maybe Silvio Berlusconi had a hotter first lady, but I doubt it. And she's the most beautiful. She makes Jackie O look like the kitchen help, okay? And if she were just a Democrat, the news media would be loving her. You know that she hasn't appeared on a single magazine cover? She's the only first lady we've ever had that appeared on more magazine covers before she became first lady than she did since she became first lady. They despise everything. I mean, look, this is, we don't, our media is so tragic. And the attacks on Melania, who was it, a fashion writer who used to work for the Washington Post yesterday referred to her as melanoma. Now, you know, it would be easy to call Michelle Obama Michelle-anoma, but we don't go around calling people cancers just because we don't like their husbands or their policies or something. But it's just so typical of the hate-filled left that they attack the lovely and charming polylingual first lady who is a marvel, and we should be happy to have her as first lady of the United States. I know she doesn't have muscular arms like Michelle Obama, but honestly, see, I just slipped into their trap there. But this is, you know, look, she's wonderful. She's constantly attacked. She looked great. Her clothing was wonderful. The hat was a hoot. They just attack her because it's what they do, because it's just who they are.
I watch an awful lot of news, cable news, all three networks, and I read an awful lot off the websites. I'm sure there's hate towards Melania from some groups, but I don't see it as an overall problem. I think most people think, hey, she's in kind of a difficult situation personally with her husband, but she seems very stoic and very elegant.
She's been, I'll tell you what, take a look around on the Google machine from yesterday. Look at the mockery of everything she does. And then, of course, you combine that with the absence of the usual sort of first lady stuff. You usually get fluffy pieces, and it's perfectly appropriate for the style section or whatever to do nice pieces on the first lady. She doesn't get those. All right. There's nothing about her garden, nothing about her arms. No, again, not a single magazine cover. I think she was on Vogue in Mexico. There's a Spanish language Mexican version of Vogue, and I think she was on.
You know what we're going to do today, Chris? We're going to put her on the cover of WLSAM 890's Facebook. That's
sure,
what we're going to do.
Sure, yeah. Sure, that'll do it. That'll
it's
leave
gotta
it
start
out.
Somewhere, and it's going to start here.
Chris, thank you. We'll listen for more at 9 o'clock this morning. Have a terrific day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. There is Chris Plant. He's originally from Chicago, now embedded out there in D.C. Hits the air just after 9 o'clock.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.